The biggest problem with content creation is the many decisions that you have to make if you are going to create content and you're the type of person who wants to think things through, who wants to be organized, who wants to set aside a time, who wants to think about what they are going to talk about. And for me, the easiest way around this problem is if instead of thinking of stuff that you're going to talk about, because then if you're doing that, you're just setting yourself up for procrastination, for hesitation, possible failure, because you're having to try to manufacture content which you think people want, when maybe what people really want is the truth which is coming from you. And the easiest way to tell the truth is if you're documenting what you're actually doing. So what do you actually do for a living? If you can document that, then it's a lot easier to come up with it because you're already doing it. You don't have to be manufacturing something. Now, I do understand that there are things which you may be doing for a living which make it difficult for you to put yourself out there in the public domain. But I'm talking about things that you can actually be doing and which you can talk about, which are not sensitive to being exposed in the public domain. So that's the easiest way for me. And I think if you're struggling to come up with content, this is what you should be thinking about. So it doesn't have to be something great, something big. It doesn't have to be some accomplishment. It just has to be a documentation of a normal person going through normal living. And this is how I intend to make most of my content, including my podcasts. There was a time I was really thinking, what am I going to put on the podcast? What am I going to put on the video? What do the people want to hear? But the thing is, you are going to connect with some people, but not with everyone. So whatever content you're putting out there, if it's your truth, then it's going to resonate with some people, but not with everyone. So you've got to be prepared to have an influence, not for everyone, but for those people who can resonate with you. Okay? So if you're struggling, please think about this. What do you do for a living? Or what is your Saturday like? What is your Sunday like? What is your Monday like? How late do you work? How early do you wake up? And if you think of something on the moment and you've got your mobile phone, then use that mobile phone to record. Carry with you a little microphone, which is easy to move around with, because if you move around with a bigger microphone, it will look awkward if you're in a public place and you're holding a big microphone. So you might want to buy a really small microphone for less than £10 and use that instead. Okay, so thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next recording.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.